every human person on this planet Earth, including you, are created in the image and in the likeness of God. Because of that dimension, God values everyone supremely. And God puts a destiny and potential in everyone once they come to know the love of God and receive Him as personal Savior and Lord. You were created in the image and in the likeness of God. You are really valued before God, everyone. And God has put destiny, but that destiny only comes through Jesus Christ. The fall broke and cut them off, but redemption in Jesus Christ has brought you back into the destiny. This is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone, not being religious, but being true, your life is in the image, in the likeness of God. Nothing satisfied anyone except God. And the gospel, the custodian of the gospel for salvation and the hope of the nation is given to the church. Say with me, the church have been given custodian to the preaching of the gospel. The gospel is the hope to the nations. There is no life apart from Jesus. You know, you could be religious, you can have a Christian religion, you can have nothing works except Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And so this morning, what we are going to do, I'm going to challenge you that your life and your resources treat it as a seed. And the mystery of planting the seed into the world and to the lives will have definite fruit. The testimony said the missionaries sold their lives. And today in Congo, there is a big Pentecostal church. The Assemblies of God Church is the largest there. It's the proof. What we have sown, we as a church for the 27 years, we have sown in missions. We have given in this faith promise given. We have taken thousands and thousands of dollars and actually literally spread throughout the nation. When you come into the other side of eternity, a place where you will be rewarded is called the judgment seat of Christ. Say with me, judgment seat of Christ. Everybody will be there. All the saints will be there, and they have to give an accountant for what God has given and trusted. And we will be rewarded. I want to say you will be rewarded because God, you will stand there and Jesus will actually reward you for what you have given for the past 27 years. Many souls, people have accepted, churches that have been planted as a result of our giving. At the end of this, towards the end, we will take up the faith pledges again. I want you to treat your giving as a seed. We have already known seeds will multiply, but I want you to give your life as a seed in prayer and in giving that something will break through. I want to share my own testimony. In 1960, in a church called St. John's Church in Auckland, they have a mission conference. The speaker was James Hudson Taylor III, the grandson of Hudson Taylor. He was invited in April, the first few weeks of April, they were having a mission conference. And the theme of that conference was 2/3 of the world are stuck in Asia. China is going to have, if no one goes to China, it will be souls will be lost. And say, let us redeem that generation. And so they think, let us harvest the crop from Asia, the largest place where there's non-Christian. That was the theme. And James began to preach. James Hudson Taylor preached. And he gave an altar call, and at the end they took up a faith pledge. Among the hundreds of them that in that conference, there was one man by the name of John Hewlett, a bricklayer, gave his life, and he said, I will submit and I will fulfill my call. I want to go to Asia. This is in 1960. Fast track. He went to Sydney in 1964, and 1965, 66, he graduated and came to the place where I was staying, and his post was among the OMF missionaries to reach the young people in Malaysia. His base was in Taiping and in Cameron Highlands Chifu School. And there he began to evangelize. They did what they know, the gift tracts. In 1967, August 7, I was in my room, and this man came and dropped a pamphlet about receiving Jesus Christ. I just took the tract and read the tract. I said, Lord, if this is true, because I came from a religious background, Lord, if that is true, I want to receive. So I received Jesus Christ. Soon I came to know the Lord, befriended the Hewletts, and they brought me up. God took me, put a call in my life, took me through a phase where I was healed, filled with the Holy Spirit. Fast track, 1977, I find myself in Bible college, training to become a preacher. Growing through 77, 78, 79, 80, graduated, met Pastor Majin, we started the fellowship, all because of one church, all because of the faithfulness of God. We started this the fellowship in Sitiya Wan, Ipoh, then Malaysia, Ipoh, and Sitiya Wan. We started the fellowship in Sitiya Wan, Ipoh. Then 1989, God began to deal with me from that time to come to Australia with a vision, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, key nation to reach Asia. Today, we came to start this fellowship as a result of the giving in Auckland. Because of the faith promise given in Auckland and the Hewletts responded, I was safe, and through me, the churches were started, and you are here as a proof of that calling. I just began to think and visualize, the Hewlett did not respond to the gospel, I don't think so, I do not know where I will be, whether I will be safe or I do not know whether I will be in the ministry. But thank God there was a church, St. John's Church in Auckland. Thank God for the faith promise giving that they supported him to Bible school. They were there for 10 years from 1967 to 1977. They never got the visa renewed, but they have led many souls to the Lord. Many people became Christians. I was one of them. Today I want to say this. Seed sown as eternal dimension. The kingdom of God extends in your life and my life by sowing seeds. I challenge you this morning in this faith promise giving, in this missions which we are very familiar, I want you to enter into the Great Commission. Jesus, please put this, the Great Commission. The Great Commission, what is Jesus talking to you, or what is the Spirit of God telling you today? What is the Spirit of God speaking to you today in Evangel, having heard the testimony of how people sowing lives, sowing finances as seeds? What is the Spirit of God telling? Okay, Mark chapter 16, verse 14 to 20. Will you shoot it up, please? And then Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, 28, verse 16 to 20. The Great Commission is a mandate from God at the finish of Jesus' finished work of Calvary. The Great Commission is a mandate to the church. Today, Jesus is telling this, go into all the world. Okay, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The old missionaries have done to their generation. Today, we have to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go on. Go on, the next one. He says, he who believes and baptizes shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be there. Then he says, this sign shall follow. The Great Commission is now mandatory for us to fulfill. The other one in Matthew chapter 28, he said, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The promise towards the end, he says, lo, I will be with you till the end. The gospel and the preaching of the gospel in the Great Commission is now mandatory for us. And how can you be? You give your life as a soul winner. You share your testimony, you preach and teach in your own life, personal evangelism. But how can you be involved in a worldwide evangelism by sending and supporting other missions? Your finances are seeds. Say with me, seeds. Seeds that will be planted, and the mystery of planting, it break forth into a tree and break forth a great harvest. All the trees in this campus is as a result of one seed being planted. The seeds that you're going to plant today and we are going to distribute into various ministries is going to have a harvest, and you will be rewarded on the day of judgment, the day of judgment seed of Christ. God will bless you. It has blessed us. There are many things that God has, many things we haven't known yet, the things that have taken place we do not know. Lives have been saved. Some lives changed. Churches have been built. Many things we are not aware. But on the day of judgment, God will reward us. We will see. And so we are going to be encouraged, and we are going to make a faith pledge, again, a faith promise, to be involved and give your seats to the Lord. Amen. Okay.
Story, or you were wondering how many of you really get it? Yeah, really get it. Just so I don't, if you didn't get it, say no, I didn't get it. If your mind sure wonder a little bit, true or not? Is that true? The story, even come, Joseph, I asked her to just summarize. When we do the work of God, we can be discouraged. How many knew that the father backslid? Yeah, you heard this story already. No, okay. Just give some points, at least to encourage you. I'm sure some of you are sleeping because I can sense the wandering spirit.
All right, so the missionary couple, 1921, you have David and Sophia. I don't know how to pronounce it, Sophia or Sophia Flood. They went to Africa as missionaries, and they were joined by another Swedish couple, young couple also. During that time, they were living in a very remote location, and they had a young African boy who was they're basically their only contact and source of food. The wife, Svea, she led that young African boy to Jesus, and that was their only convert. Soon after a bit of time, she fell pregnant, and shortly after the birth of their child, Aggie, she passed away. So with that, the husband, David, was very bitter towards God because he felt that God had let him down, and he had brought them to Africa pretty much for nothing. So he left Africa in a huff, and instead of taking his newborn child with him back to Sweden, he left the baby in the care of the other Swedish family. So over time, he discontinued being a missionary. Aggie grew up in the United States, and then afterwards, through a series of various events, she got to find out that one soul that her mother won to the Lord multiplied, and it was not just one soul, but 600, and then 600 was 110,000, and so she was very encouraged by hearing that story, how that one soul that her mother led to the Lord multiplied.
Okay. Yep, that's pretty much.
Okay. Amen.
The devil by the blood of the Lamb. Is that true? The word of our testimony, who Jesus is, from heaven to earth where our Apostle Creed is. Yeah, that's the word of our testimony. So each time you read the Apostle's Creed, this is my testimony about Jesus. Then love not your life unto death. It's like the grain of wheat fell to the ground. One soul. Now, our Jiyoung, we want to encourage him. He brought Ludwig and Stephen to the Lord. Yeah? Ludwig now is going to touch many souls. And he has touched a Burma boy, Solomon. And Solomon now is going to use with the mission. Solomon felt the call of God because of your life. Yeah? And we send you 3 months. You don't know how Solomon has come about. We're going to come into touching lives because he will, I think they will be going to the States because they're under this refugee, whatever. So far, are you with me or not? Now, Pastor talk about we got to send somebody. Can we put up Romans and then I just want to fill in the blank or fill in the gap. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. Then we want to put on this video clip. Just not even 1 minute, 2 minutes. That will encourage you to look at money. It's not your money. I'm the steward. Yeah? I can say it because we have done it. That this sister Karen, you know, the pensioner, look at our, they don't believe we got only a few $100 in the bank. She witnessed it. First time she said, how can that be? Only a few $100 in the bank. But we also live like a boss. You see, Margaret Seward and Frank Seward, I think Donna knew, they were missionary to China, speak fantastic. So she came to Ipoh for 3 months, I got saved. I saw her, how she cast out devil. I was still very young that time. I took my mini minor. How do I remember? David Remeyer, Pastor Remeyer's wife, that they saw me. She just graduated at the age of 22. She reminded me at Pastor Vernon invited us for that typing, you know, just last month. He said, for 40 years we didn't meet. I graduated 22. Remember you were driving your mini minor. We were so on fire. We visit here, we visit station. I forgot. And she married a pastor. I married a pastor. But we both on fire. But we got the touch from missionary like Margaret Seward. I remember with that mini minor, I took her to this Manglambu. This girl, been demon-possessed. When the devil manifested, you know, it's a small lady like me, maybe smaller. And Margaret Seward, American, she, you know, the violence on a demon-possessed. This one, I witnessed all this thing. I know it's real. So far, are you with me? Your money is not the same. It's not my money. It's God given me a seed sown. Yeah, you see, God is so kind to us. Give us 10 acres of land. Yes, we got to spend about $100,000, the court case and all this thing, the road group, the town planner, but we won the case. Definitely is one because 2 orders when you say, okay, work with the council, the noise, that's it. Are you with me or not? Definitely is one the case, right? Yeah? And he gave us such powerful place. Our kids got a miracle through the young people. And he tilled the land. He said he wanted to be like a garden of Eden. All the fruits are so good because so much of rain helped us. You are going to see fantastic things. Every day got eggs. I also got 1 dozen of eggs, so big. I only sold $50 chicken only. Yeah? So far you with me or not? How powerful, isn't it? Say, my life is powerful. My life is I carry the seed, incorruptible seed of the Son of the Living God. It's a violent seed, aggressive seed. Subdue the gates of the enemy. You know who you are. The devil knows who you are. But he just blinded you. Okay, so can we have this? And then that little clip and show that money is going to be cashless, no use anymore. What's chapter 8? Romans. Sorry, Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you good?
Yes.
Because you are of Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, shall we verbalize together? What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. Now, what is called the word of faith? It's in my heart, I'm ready to preach. It's all the time in my heart, I'm ready to preach who Christ is. The word of my testimony, who he is. So I'm daring. I'm very bold. I raise my hand. We sometimes saying, give thanks to a grateful heart that all will watch in the food store. Yeah? That if I confess with the word of faith that is in my heart, in my mouth, that Jesus, right? And believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yeah? Keep going. And with the heart, I believe. So when I believe, it's counted righteous. And with my confess, it's made unto salvation. Is that true? Jesus delivered us for our sin. But he rose from the dead, and it's for my righteousness' sake. He rose, then I get righteousness. I believe. Keep going. For the scripture said, okay, just now the verse 11. For the scriptures say, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. When you say believe, means you got to speak it out. If you are ashamed, that means you have not believed. You have not believed. True or not? Because word of faith, you have to speak it out. 12. For there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord overall is rich to all who call upon him. Keep going. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, in the aeroplane, I was going, this couple, British. I said, I'm not going to talk to them. But somehow they are very friendly. So I took out one Christian book. What book are you reading? With that I talk. So I say, remember, they are Church of England, but I don't think they, remember in your difficult time, call Jesus. Then the angels will come. You got to speak with conviction. Conviction. Just call Jesus. How great, how merciful God is. Can you just tell people, remember Jesus? Yeah. Okay. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful is the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, bring glad news of good things. They have not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah, they say, there's not belief. This, I'm not going to say it, but some will believe. One believe. And yeah, just one person believe. Today, you believe or not?
Yes.
Today, I believe because the assemblies of God people send preacher. So today, I'm also a preacher. God wants to raise up many preachers. Say, I can be a preacher. I'm a soul winner. I only believe who Jesus is. That's it. Don't have to say, Timothy say, John 3:16 say, no need to say. Yeah, they don't know what, who, John. What John 3:16? Yeah, don't say all those things.
Hallelujah. The point is, we want to be a part of the Great Commission. It is not something out of date. It is, okay. Today, missions is very relaxing.
This is not cutting the flow. Sometimes they have a religious mind cutting the flow. believe I could get over them. So I took it out. Next day I put it in. Yeah, is this the same floor or not? Hello,
yeah.
Same floor.
Yeah.
Those of you in iPad only know me, some not iPad.
By the way, while Jog is putting, this testimony is Rick Siebert's auntie. Okay, Rick Siebert's wife's auntie is this testimony, so it's quite close to us.